good day, good afternoon, good evening, whenever time you're listening to this. This is L Boogie, aka Lauren, for the L Boogie Pop World podcast in the 305, in case you didn't know, where I talk about South Florida's entertainment and just general pop culture news and information that you're not getting anywhere else. So today is December 12th, and so we've finished the week. We're into the weekend, thank goodness. Some of us are, you know, help, you know, people like me who are work from home is like, yes, thank goodness we have the weekend off. Unfortunately for me, I'm going to actually do some overtime so that, you know, my December checks look great. You know how that is, right? but what I was able to do yesterday that I wasn't able to record yesterday, but I did do a lot of stuff in multitasking and finding little pockets of time to do things. I actually was able to watch the brand new original Disney movie called Safety. If you have not seen this film, you definitely need to borrow somebody's Disney Plus password and account so that you can see this. I am not a sports person. I think everyone has known that, people who know me from way back. I am not a sports person. I don't understand the games, football, basketball, baseball, etc. And unfortunately, I was living in a household full of former jocks, so they were very excited about all things sports. But what I liked about this film, though it is a football film, you know, in the ways of like Remember the Titans, it was telling a true story about a college student athlete for Clemson University in South Carolina. And due to the circumstances that he was in with his mother, he ended up having to take care of his younger 11-year-old brother on campus at the school. You know, and that just tugged in my heartstrings so much, because there was comedy in it, but there was mostly drama and finding out, like, okay, well, how do I do this? I'm only 18 years old. I just graduated from high school. I just got into this program, football program. I have an athlete. This is my scholarship. I have to juggle my classes. I have to juggle my football practice and football games, which is what takes a lot of my time. And then I also have to take care of my younger brother, who is a little rambunctious and whatnot. And it just made me really think about my relationship with my younger brother, Brandon. Hey, Brand. He is a firefighter now. We're 6 years apart. So he's a firefighter now in his rookie year in Jacksonville, Florida. And I just think about the times when I had to take care of him. You know, we're 6 years apart. So when I was 16, he was 10. So the idea of me having to take him to movies with me and babysit him while my parents were out and stuff was very the norm. But I just couldn't imagine, you know, thinking about me going to college at University of Florida, how I would have been able, even if I'm not an athlete, I wasn't a student athlete, just a student, of being able to take care of my brother in the way I would have if we were living together with our parents. so for this young man to really put himself out there and really make the effort, and the wonderful thing was that he wasn't alone. I don't want to ruin this plot and stuff or whatever, but there was lots of support from his team at the school, as well as with the coaches and everything. And then there's this really interesting thing at the end. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're going to have to watch it to see what happens. But it's a great story. And the fact that it's a true story just makes it amazing. And the fact that this is two young men, black men, young black men, showing love and affection and respect, you know, in a Disney film is just, you know, beyond. I feel the same way I felt when Princess and the Frog first came out, and seeing Tiana, you know, aka Anika Noni Rose, do her thing, and seeing myself on screen for the first time. And I know there's going to be a lot of guys, a lot of young men of color, a lot of black men who are going to be able to watch this with their sons, with their nephews, with their cousins, and really find something very powerful and very there's something really powerful and something very lasting and iconic about this story. So I definitely recommend, and it's not just necessarily for Black men either. This is for just to kind of, you know, erode the stereotype of, you know, deadbeat dads and, you know, young men not being able to take care of their responsibilities. This young man did more than above and beyond. You know, he had to be a dad, had to be the mother, and had to be his brother all at the same time. So I definitely recommend you seeing it. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to see it this weekend. It's going to blow your mind and everything. Another great film that I have been watching, that I'm going to actually finish today, but I know it's going to be good. It's from the series. It's not a series. It's not a TV series, but it's a collection of films based in the 60s and 70s in the UK, based on the Caribbean and African perspective. So the name of the collection of films is called Small Axe, like hitting an axe against the tree and it falling down. The first couple of films were starring really big brand, big blockbuster names like John Boyega and Levita. Oh gosh, I see her name in my head and I totally forgot her last name. Shuri from Black Panther. Oh no, Levita Wright. There we go. Excellent films. Exposes kind of like the African diaspora experience of police brutality that I think we as Americans sometimes can forget and maybe not even know of. So it's really important to be able to see it. It's not pretty. It's not, you know, sugar-coated. Director Steve McQueen, I think, didn't want to make it like that, which I appreciated. The rawness and the truthfulness of the experience was really important. So, you know, again, this is another movie, you know, it's not happy-go-lucky, fun ice cream and rainbows kind of movie, but it is a movie that you definitely need to see so that you can kind of understand that how deep this history is. That's not just in our own country, the United States, but in the UK, it's prevalent. It's been prevalent for a very long time. So saw those two extreme, well, I won't say extremes, but these saw two types of films there. I also went on my Netflix and I watched The Prom. The Prom was very good. As a total theater geek, musical geek, since way back, I really appreciated the music. I really appreciated the theatricality of the movie and catching, because again, The Prom was originally a Broadway show. I never knew that. I think I might have passed by it while I was in school and maybe seen its marquee, but I had no idea what it was. The basic premise of it is that this young lady, 17-year-old high school young lady named Emma, wants to take her girlfriend to the prom. And this is happening in a city in Indiana, I think. And of course, there's the conservative perspective, you know, of the PTA and, you know, a lot of like really mean-spirited student, high school students who just don't want that to happen and all. But then she gets the help of these, you know, godmothers and fathers, I would say, magic in the way of them being Broadway superstars coming down to Indiana, to her home, to help her get through this. First comes off as kind of a publicity stunt, but overall I think they learn from their own experiences, especially James Corden's character really feels connected to this idea of being ostracized for being who you are and how that manifests itself in your life and how do you, you know, make peace with that. And they also star Meryl Streep. I mean, Meryl Streep can do anything, okay? You hear me? She can sing, she can dance, she can do anything, okay? So, and at her age, it's so inspiring. I love it. And then, of course, Nicole Kidman, who, you know, is amazing in Moulin Rouge, so knows she can dance, and her singing is incredible. Everybody in the was incredible. Kerry Washington is in it, and Keegan-Michael Keane is there as well from, you know, Key and, oh gosh, what was the last thing? Key and Peele comedy specials, comedy show. But he is a wonderful singing voice, very, very cool. Everybody was just incredible. And of course, it's directed by none other than Ryan Murphy, okay, the king of all things of incredibly fascinating films and shows like Glee, Ratched, that's on Netflix that I'm still watching, getting through, and Hollywood on Netflix. So, you know, giving that, and Poise, forgot, yeah, Pose, very, very important of effects. So he has really made this film really kept its theatricality, which I really liked, and the use of his colors and the use of like the wardrobe and the use of the kind of stage areas of when they do the big performances, which I liked a lot. And I definitely appreciated it. And so yeah, definitely want to see The Prom this weekend. If you haven't seen Selena, the series, you definitely should see that too. Again, this is, I would like to say that Selena, the Jennifer Lopez Selena, what it does is that it stretches out the timeline a little more than what we had seen in the film. And the film was very good, of course. We love it. We love it. We love the music, love the story, etc. But they're really going into her background and her the story of her being a teenager, being a young daughter, being a child, performing into being a preteen and bringing to a teen experience. So you really get to see how she evolved and what kind of idols that she has, especially. It's really fascinating for me that she loved Jodie Watley and Janet Jackson and Paula Abdul. So it's really pretty cool to see her influences and seeing how she incorporates that into a Tejano music scene while still being true to herself. So, you know, definitely another series you should be watching. I'm also watching The Mandalorian, of course. Duh, that's incredible. I love the child. Baby Yoda is like the best. But also the Mandalorian is really interesting, and the little adventures that he has in every episode is fantastic. What am I listening to? Well, I keep going back to a lot of the same albums I've been listening to for the year. So a lot of like Chloe and Halle of Ungodly Hour, which is really good. I do love Janae Aiko's album. I'm gonna say it wrong. It makes me want to say kombucha, but it's not kombucha. It's Johombra. Very chill, very relaxed music. And definitely listen to Megan Thee Stallion. That album, Good News, is very good. If you have not listened to it, the first track is gonna blow your mind. It's really, really the best entrance song for the entire album, and it sets up everything, which is dope. What else am I listening to? I listen to Christmas music, of course, and of course the queen of Christmas is, you know, Mariah Carey, so I'm listening to her a lot. I'm listening to the Preacher's Wife soundtrack also by Whitney Houston, and a lot of like the old soul music, Christmas music, like with the Temptations and like Darling Love and all these incredible artists. Oh, Stevie Wonder, Someday at Christmas, one of my favorites. Just, you know, getting into the spirit of things. It's Christmas, despite how, you know, many of us are struggling, how many, like, the world in our country is struggling. We have to, you know, embrace a lot of the our traditions and do the best we can with our traditions. I can't see my parents. I probably won't be able to see my parents for the week for the Christmas holiday, but I will definitely mail them their presents, and we'll definitely be using Zoom and Microsoft Teams to hopefully be able to see their reaction in real time. You know, you just have to adjust. And again, wearing my mask, you know, having my groceries ready for pickup at Walmart, so I can just pick it up and I don't have to go into the store, is just things like, little things like that makes a big difference, and again helps with, you know, keeping the pandemic at bay. So again, guys, make sure you are washing your hands regularly, making sure you're wearing your mask when you go out. Now they're saying to wear your mask when you're outside as well as you're inside. So again, let's do that. Drink a lot of water, because again, you can get really dehydrated when you're out for a long time. and just take care of yourself. You know, doing things that you like that makes you happy is definitely something that will help you through this kind of the situation we're all in. That's what I found. And what I like, as you can imagine, as you see, I love movies, I love music, I love great TV shows, and I laugh when something's funny. I laugh wholeheartedly, almost like to scare my roommates a little bit. But it is what it is. You have to find things that you like. I love reading. I have the audiobook for Kamala Harris's memoir, which I love very, very much. I'm going to probably listen to that a little today. And I'm just excited. I can't wait for the Christmas holiday. You know, I'll definitely get the tree on Tuesday and get all that set up, get the decorations all set up, and really just enjoy, you know, get a lot of eggnog. Yes, buy a lot of eggnog because I love eggnog. And now they have eggnog ice cream, which is even better. So I may pick that up as well. Just being, you know, staying in place, but still, you know, communicating on social media, communicating on by text, you know, and by, you know, DMs, for Facebook Messenger and everything, really makes a difference, really helps. And I hope that you guys are doing the same. I know Twitter for me has been just a really great networker for me, as far as meeting all these amazing new screenwriters, or not new, but regular screenwriters, you know, working screenwriters, and giving me insights into the business. So, also, if I haven't told you in a last episode, I actually have wrote my TV pilot about a year ago, and now I'm going to actually have it featured in a table read over Zoom next month. So I'm going to let you know the date and everything and all that fun stuff next week. But I am really excited. It's my first time ever doing it. So moving forward is always awesome. And you know, a lot of this stuff I don't really tell my parents about because it's something that's way out of their league of understanding, which is okay. Being the first is always, you know, can be not as easy as you'd like, but it's good to at least try. So I am going to close because we're at 17 minutes and 25 seconds. I usually try to do it under 15, but, you know, sometimes it gets a little over, which is okay. So I wish you happy holidays, happy Hanukkah for people celebrating Hanukkah, and I'll see you next week.